Chala, Perk Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'oisa yisoso kabim, v'nagu zeh b'zeh, p'tur min achala ad sheyishoichu. So if a person actually did this, he made his isa kabim, which means he made each one of them a separate kav. Now, they're all the same min, l'chayra here, so let's say they're all wheat. So he made separate kabim of wheat. V'nagu zeh b'zeh, and they're touching each other now. P'tur min achala ad sheyishoichu means they're potter from chala until they're actually connected. The Rav explains, until they're touching, and there's so much connected and touching that if you would try to pull them apart, you would inevitably pull some of the dough off the one that it's touching. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, af ha-roida v'noisen l'sal, ha-sal mitzarf on l'chalo. Rebbe Eliezer says that even if you would take it out of the oven, that's what roida pasmen atanor, v'noisen l'sal, so it's not connected to each other, it's in a basket now, so you have these pieces of bread. He didn't take off challah, so sometimes one doesn't take off challah. We should take off challah when it's in dough, but you can still take off challah after it becomes bread. So he made it into bread. He put it in a basket. Hasal mitzarf on the challah. The basket itself is mitzarfit to challah. Now the Rav is mashma. It's not just the fact that it's a basket, but rather that the breads have to be touching each other. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need that they're attached. Rather, even if they're just touching. Now, one thing to point out, like the Rav does here, is that this, that you need them touching, is only legabe the question of having enough challah or dough to be chayiv in challah. Having that 1 1/4 of kav, having that 5 quarters of kav, I need them to be, according to the Tanna Kamma, the dough has to actually be connected. And according to Eliezer, even if it's cooked, it has to be touching. But that's not to be confused that when you want to take off truma or you want to take off challah, and they're not touching, you just have to be minamukuf. When you actually want to be mafir something, they don't have to be touching. They just have to be nearby. But as far as the question of do I have enough to be chayiv in chala or truma, there everything has to be touching to make that shear to now be chayiv. Now, one thing that I was thinking, we know that at the beginning of the Masechta, in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us that min b'mino by chala is mitstarfin, and we explain that if it's the same min and it's just connected to each other, then it becomes one, and the Rav said over there that's the halacha, and here the Rav says that they don't have, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer here, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, they don't have to be connected, rather they just have to be touching. So the difference is, and the Melech HaShlomo alludes to this, that which the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that when you have dough, the dough has to actually be sticking together in order for you to be able to connect the two kabim, to be chayiv and challah. However, the af he's talking about, af haroida, means that even if it's cooked, there are certain times that even if it's baked, there are certain times that it doesn't have to actually be connected. Rather, it can just be touching. So he's just adding on to the Tanna Kamma, but not disagreeing regarding that you need the dough to be actually connected.